Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of Pac-Man. This is basically an audio version of Pac-Man, which has the rather unoriginal name of Pac-Man Talks, but it's pretty accurate. This is a really old game. It's been out for a very, very long time. I forget when this first came out, but it's been out for definitely more than a decade. And it's basically an audio version of Pac-Man, so you walk around the maze avoiding the ghosts and trying to grab all the dots. I'm going to play a couple of the levels just to show you how this works. This is a paid game. I think it's like $10. It's either $10 to $15, I think, which isn't too bad. You can get this from GMA Games. Oh, and there goes my phone going off. I apologize for that. But yeah, you can get this from GMAGames.com. The demo will let you try out the first level. There are 24 levels. And they get harder and harder. Actually, I can't even beat the last level because the ghosts are incredibly fast. Before I get started, though, I should mention that you probably will want to set this up to run in compatibility mode. So what I did was went to the shortcut, went to the properties, and then went to the compatibility tab, and then chose to run it in compatibility mode for Windows XP, Service Pack 3. That seems to make the program run just a tad better. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and launch this.
Folder view list, Audacity, password manage, play the horse, Pac-Man talks.
And I'm going to turn off NVDA. Here we go. I'm going to hit Alt-Y. And hopefully, I'm just going to talk over this. Hopefully, I don't get flagged for some copyright thing.
Pac-Man Talks, a PCS game, by Phil Vlasak. With the GMA Game Engine. Copyright 2002.
Okay.
Version 1.1 for help. Hit F1.
Would you like training mode? No.
So, 2002, yeah, this is pretty old. Let's see. How old was I? Let's see. Oh, shut up, stupid phone. Let's see. 2002, I was 5 or 4, depending on if it was before or after July. Yeah. Anyway, that's kind of scary. I'm going to actually turn down.
Yes. No.
Hang on a second.
Yes.
Okay. That was just me turning down the volume on my mixer for my headphone monitor. Now, the thing I don't like about this game is it uses pre-recorded speech for all of its prompts, and it uses really weird pre-recorded AT&T voices. So if you know about the AT&T natural voices, you'll be hearing a lot of that here. So it's asking me right now if I want to go into training mode.
No. Yes.
I'm going to turn that
no
off. Here we are.
Level 1. 39 blocks.
I hit this, so
48 blocks.
Let's see if that ghost walks away from me.
58 blocks.
So
69 blocks.
Yeah, I think he's going to walk away from me. So I'm in the game, and you can hear different sounds here. There's some music in the background that you can turn up and down with page up and page down.
85 blocks.
If I hit the space bar,
87 blocks.
It tells me how far away the nearest ghost is. If I hit control with the space bar,
okay.
It gives me the ghost name, which is Inky. Yeah, I really don't like these voices that they use. I don't think it's very realistic. If I hit F,
east.
F tells me the direction I'm facing. If you played Shades of Doom, this uses the same game engine, so a lot of the concepts will be pretty much identical.
85 blocks.
Let's see where this...
85 blocks. 87 blocks.
Yeah, you stay over there right now. The thing I want to show you is if you hit F1...
Help menu. Use the up and down arrows. Hit escape to end game.
Thank you, Mike. So, this is your help menu.
Movement. Information. Dots and ghosts. Pac-Man sound identification. Ghost sound identification. Audio instructions. PCS games information.
So, a lot of these are self-explanatory. You can hit home
game
to go to the top of the menu.
Options.
And end to go to the bottom.
PCS games information.
So, for instance, if I go to game.
Game. Full help. Control F1 reads PMT-TXT with notepad and your screen reader.
Yeah, so Control F1 opens up the manual.
Quit game. Escape.
Escape is quit game.
Save game. F3.
F3 is save.
Play your saved game. F4.
F4 to load.
Pause game. P. Check speakers. S.
Pause game, check your speakers, on and on you go. If I hit escape, you get that tune, and they're taken out of the menus. I can pause the game. You get this cool little do 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 do. I'm gonna unpause here.
85 blocks. 87 blocks.
Right.
Help menu. Movement.
So these are different categories that you can read to get a list of commands if you either don't know them or you just want to check what it is. If you go into any of these menus too.
Game. Full help. Quick. Save game. Play. Pause game. Check speakers. S.
If you hit enter on any of these, it will execute that command. So let's say I want to check my speakers. I can just hit enter. Okay, well, it exited the menu and played that sound. Let's try that again.
Help, move, game, full, play, pause, check speakers, S.
Let's try the space bar instead of enter.
Check speakers, S.
Okay, that didn't work. Yeah, that's basically how you execute those commands.
Help, movement.
If I hit the left arrow to back out of a submenu, this takes me back to the main menu. So to go into a menu, you can either hit enter or the right arrow.
Continuous, forward, up, arrow. Stop and one step forward. Control, up, arrow. Turn around, down, arrow.
So these are the commands to move.
One step back. Control, down, arrow.
And I really don't like these prompts because the voices are very choppy.
Help menu, information, dots and ghosts.
It's actually kind of amazing to think about how far we've come in terms of computer voices and computer voices sounding much more human, but yeah.
Pac-Man sound identification.
There's a couple menus I want to take you through, though. So this is the sound index. If I hit enter.
Pac-Man walking.
That's the walking sound.
Nearing wall. Bumping wall.
And I'm not sure why it says wall like that.
Nearing wall. Bumping wall. Opening to the left. Eating a dot. Escape tunnel near. Moving to other side of maze through tunnel. Superpower bill near.
Superpower.
Superpower on. Superpower ending. Superpower ending.
And the menus don't wrap, so if you go to the top or bottom and you hit a key to try to move beyond the boundaries of that menu, you hear this.
Help menu. Ghost sound identification. Ghost ahead, getting closer to you.
Leave now. Leave now. Leave now.
So the sound you're hearing in the right channel is coming from the game. I think that tells me that there's an upcoming passage. Just ignore that as of right now.
Ghost near.
That's not a good sound.
Ghost gets you, losing a life.
When he wants you to leave.
Well, they don't like me.
Scare ghost.
I'm going out my mind.
Get extra life. Next level. Pinky is the fastest ghost, but not so bright.
Pinky.
So there's four different ghosts. I think they each have their own characteristics.
Blinky is slower and hard to shake.
Blinky.
Pinky is terribly shy and will run away from you.
Pinky.
Clyde is the smartest one and will try his best to get you, but he is the slowest.
Clyde.
Yeah, Clyde is the most dangerous of them all. Inky is probably the least.
Clyde is the help menu. Audio instructions.
These are the audio instructions. If I hit hit the right arrow.
You are Pac-Man moving through a maze. You score points by eating dots and scaring the four ghosts while you have superpower.
That's pretty much it.
When your power is normal and you get caught by a ghost, you lose life and go back to the starting area.
Oh, so I hit the down arrow and it continues to read. If I hit the up arrow.
You are Pac-Man moving. When you eat all the dots on level, you go on to the next level where the ghosts get faster and harder to scare.
They get faster. That is so weird that it's got these weird inflections.
When you eat all the dots on level, you go on to the next level where the ghosts get faster and harder to scare. When you lose all your lives, the game is over. Eating a dot is worth 10 points. You get an additional life for each 10,000 points. Design of the Pac-Man maze. Pac-Man travels in a square bullseye pattern of passages. There are four rings of passages inside each other, with the ghost's home in the center. The outer ring includes a starting area at the south center, a superpower bill, and an escape tunnel on each of the four corners. Are you confused yet? I hope not. Are you confused yet? I hope not.
Are you confused yet? I hope not. Yeah, I hope not either.
Help menu. PCS games. Information.
That's contact info. I'm not going to play that.
Options.
Let's take a look at these options.
Audio navigator. Off.
This is the audio navigator. If you hit the space bar.
Audio navigator. Ambient. Audio navigator. Off. Audio navigator. Audio navigator. Partial.
Okay, so that just took me out of the menu. I hit the right arrow. Basically, what this does, if it's set to off, you won't be told about turns and things like that. If it's set to partial, you'll be told about turns coming up. So I'll leave this on partial right now.
85 blocks.
Let's show you how the controls work. Go back in here.
Ghost audio PC option audio navigator partial.
Yeah, so right now it's on partial. If it was set to full, it gives you even more information, like when the area continues in front of you and all kinds of things like that. You can set this to full.
Audio navigator.
I thought there was a way to toggle this without exiting the menu.
Full.
I'll set that to full.
Help. Ghost. Audio. PC. Option. Audio. Ambient sounds. On.
Ambient sounds, if you don't want to hear those, the sounds from the environment, you can turn that off.
Background music. On, background music. Off.
Yeah, I don't like the way that these menus are designed either.
Ghost audio piece option audio ambient background music off step sound on.
If you don't want to hear the step sounds, you can turn those off.
Step echo sound off.
There's a step echo sound when you're approaching walls, which you may or may not want to hear.
Training mode that stops the ghosts off.
Training mode's off.
Graphics off. Save your options configuration.
This game does have graphics. I don't know how good they are. I think they're quite basic. And then you can save your options. So what I'm going to do now is start walking around. And because that ghost is right in front of me, I'm going to turn around and go the opposite way. So let's do this. I'm going to hit enter on save options because it's my understanding that when you're in these menus and you just change options without saving them, they don't save. So if you close the program and open it again, they won't save.
Saved.
All right.
West, there is a passage to the left.
So let's hit the down arrow to turn 180 degrees, and I'm going to walk forward.
The passage continues. The passage continues. The passage continues. There is a passage to the right. The passage continues. The passage continues. There is a passage to the left. The passage continues. The passage turns sharply to the right.
So that's what the full navigator sounds like. I think that's way too much verbiage.
Ghost audio PC option audio navigator. Full off.
Alright, so I've turned that off because you can tell when turns are coming up by the sounds. And now I'm facing north, so let's head down this new passage.
84 blocks.
That's an escape tunnel that I just passed. So right now...
Be gone.
Oh, crap.
62 blocks. 68 blocks. Lives left, 2.
So I lost a life.
80 blocks. East.
Man, that's not good. Yeah, that's why you gotta be careful. So when you're moving by default, pressing the up arrow will cause you to move forward continuously. If you want to take a single step backwards or forwards, you hold down the control key and hit up or down arrow keys. So I'm walking backwards, forwards. Let's see. If you hit M,
you're on the outer ring one.
It tells me I'm on ring one of four. So basically, think of the maze as a square inside of a square, inside of a square, inside of a square. And at the very center is the ghost home, which I may be able to look at. And there are passageways along these rings that will take you between the different rings. Now, I want to go through here and get all these dots. There we go. And that's telling me that a turn is coming up to my left, so I can hit the left arrow.
North.
And I think if you hit N...
There is a passage to the left, and the passage continues.
That gives me information about what's in front of me. If I hit Control N,
there is a passage to the left in 20 blocks. There is a passage to the right in 50 blocks. There is a passage to the left.
That gives me even more information. So, yeah. And apparently this game uses blocks as its measurement unit, but that's okay. So let's go ahead and go down this passageway here. Now, let me back up here. That is a warp tunnel, which will take me to the opposite side of the maze, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to ignore that for now.
Sixth
actually turn around and walk the other direction, because that ghost is
7, 6 blocks
on my tail. There's that warp tunnel. Aw, oh, crap.
56 blocks.
Blinky.
West, 43 blocks. 21 blocks. 20 blocks. 19 blocks. 22 blocks. 35 blocks.
I'm being chased by ghosts.
Dots left, 126.
So I hit D, that'll tell me how many dots are left on the level. Okay.
West.
I'm just hitting the space bar to check if I had any ghosts. There are none near me. Now, this is a superpower pill. There are four of them along the outer ring in each level. Also, there's a safe space somewhere.
43.
Actually, let me see if I can show you how the superpower works here. I'm going to walk back this way. So, I walked into that alcove.
Oh. West. 37 blocks. 56 blocks. 57 blocks. 48.
Let's see if I can walk towards this ghost before the pill runs out. Oh,
17 blocks. 12 blocks. 18 blocks.
There we go. So, he's gone. The sound of the superpower pill wearing off. So I think it lasts about, I want to say, less than a minute.
West.
So if you grab them, you have to be quick. But basically, I turned, walked into that alcove where the power pill was, I got it, and then it automatically turns you to face the opposite direction so that you can walk back out. So let's keep going here. There's another one.
West.
So now I'm walking along the west side of this ring here. Each time you scare a ghost, they go back to the ghost home.
What?
I think I got everything here. So what I'm gonna do here, I'm just gonna make the rounds, and then we'll go into ring two.
East.
No ghosts? Okay.
South.
Yep, I think we got everything here. Let's show you how these warp tunnels work.
Right.
So I'm going to turn around. Back up here.
East.
Turn east. Now.
East, you're on the outer ring.
Yeah,
one.
Basically, it takes me to the other side of this maze.
West.
Now, what I can do, I want to show you something.
East.
If I'm moving and I hear a turn is coming, I can hit the arrow key to automatically turn. So I'm going to face
east
here, walk forward.
South. West. 59 blocks. 68 blocks. South. 70 blocks. 68 blocks. 68 blocks. 70 blocks.
So walked away from that ghost.
East.
So making the rounds in ring two.
5 blocks. 90 blocks. West.
So I'm just walking around here.
Whoa. 18 blocks. 32 blocks.
Oh, I almost walked into that.
South.
Let's go the opposite direction.
Gus, left, 51. West.
Come on.
Gus, left, 51. North, 37 blocks. 42 blocks. 50 blocks.
So are you gonna walk away from me?
59 blocks. 69 blocks. 79 blocks. 85 blocks.
Yeah, you go away.
87 blocks. 85 blocks. 85 blocks. 87 blocks. 59 blocks. 51 blocks. 56 blocks.
Inky.
66 blocks. 69 blocks.
Now, you know what? Let's...
East. North, you are on ring 2. You are on ring 2.
Wait.
West. North. West.
I think...
You are on the outer ring 1. East.
That's the wrong passage. I'm just trying to get it.
South. 25 blocks. 34 blocks. 44 blocks. South.
Let's see.
East.
I think I've cleared this ring too. Now, I can save the game.
Save game.
Yes.
Saved.
Saved? Come on. Yep, I think...
West?
I think this is cleared. Okay. So, what I can do...
North.
Turn north here.
You are on the outer ring. One. South.
Oops, okay.
East. South. East. You are on the outer ring. West.
Problem I have is navigating rings.
West. North. You are on the outer ring. South. One.
Come on.
East. West. South.
There we go. Now I'm on ring 3.
West. 13 blocks. East.
Gone.
9 blocks.
Play your saved game.
Yes.
Loaded your saved game.
Yeah, we're not gonna... That was a dumb way to die.
West. North. South.
Let's go back along here.
You are on ring 3.
So I'm on ring 3. And turn
west.
To right.
59 blocks. East. 46 blocks. 52 blocks. 51 blocks. 45 blocks. 39 blocks. 36 blocks. 38 blocks.
Okay, now I'm just running because I don't want to be caught by that.
West. 8 blocks. Cell 33 blocks. 30 blocks. 27 blocks. 31 blocks. 26 blocks. Cell 19 blocks. 18 blocks. 21 blocks.
Nine. He wants you to leave. You can't stay. You can't stay.
Yeah. I'm not very good at this game. Basically, let's see.
Play your saved game.
Yes.
Loaded your saved game.
West.
There we go.
South.
Let's try going south this time.
West. 66 blocks. 61 blocks. 51 east blocks. North.
Yeah, you go away.
Save game.
Yes.
Saved.
Das left 39. West.
So I'm almost done with this level.
West. South.
Here we go down the south side.
Save game.
Yes.
Saved.
South. You are on rank 2.
Ah.
Play your saved game.
Yes.
Loaded your saved game.
Okay, so it's the right side when I'm on the...
West.
Western side.
North.
And go away. Frankie wants you to leave and go away.
Ugh.
Stop eating.
Stop eating and go away.
Play your saved game. Loaded your saved game.
Let's try this again.
East.
Oh, Frankie wants you to leave and go away.
Ah.
Stop it and go
Play
away.
Your saved game. Loaded your saved game.
See, I have major problems with orientation when trying to go through these.
West.
It might help.
23 blocks. East. 35 blocks. 32 blocks. 24 blocks. 13 blocks. 11 blocks. 21 blocks. East.
Might help if I turn.
North.
Let's see.
Save game.
Yep.
Saved.
West.
Here. Sure.
You're on the inner ring 4.
Yep.
31 blocks. 2 blocks.
I'm on ring 4.
West.
Now. Okay, that tells me I'm in the ghost tunnel.
South. 60 blocks. 40 blocks. 27 more blocks.
Uh-oh.
East.
That screen door sound tells me I'm walking into the ghost home. But I really don't think it's a good idea to go in there.
West.
Turn here.
Yes, left three.
Now, I do want to show you.
58 blocks. 59 blocks. Dot detector on.
If you hit Control D, it will play a sound when you're near dots. This is helpful when you don't have that many left.
Points 4,790. Level 2. 4 blocks. West. 30 blocks. Dot detector. Tiger off.
So here we are in level 2. And this is pretty much the same. I wanted to show you the ghost home.
Save game.
Yes.
Saved.
North.
But I don't think it's wise. Honestly, I'm wondering if it's worth it to play this level just because it's the same thing. Basically, in the ghost home, I think when you hear the screen door sound, you can walk around in there, and there's a fruit that gives you a bunch of points if you pick it up. But that place is really dangerous because that's where all the ghosts are. That's also where they go when you use the pills to scare them. Let's see. You get the idea. I do want to show you something else, though. If you want to try harder levels, all you have to do is hit enter.
Points 5,060. Level
3. Level 3.
Points 5,060. Level 4. Points 5,060. Level 5.
Here are level 5.
55 blocks. 7 blocks.
And
North.
I think you get the idea.
Save game.
Yes.
Saved.
They get harder and harder. I kind of want to try beating the last level, but that's really hard. Oop.
87 blocks. 85 blocks. 87 blocks. 85 blocks.
Yeah, let's see.
Das left 165.
Yeah, I'm going to exit here.
Are you sure you would like to quit? Choose yes or no. Yes. You scored 5,140 points and played 4 levels. Great game. You have been entered into the high score standings in position 1. Type your initials, and if they are less than 3, hit the enter key.
C. J. W.
High score standings. Press up and down arrows to browse, and press escape to exit first place.
C. J. W.
Scored 5,140 points and played 4 levels.
So this is a list of your high scores.
Second place.
A, B, C.
Scored 10 points and played 0 levels. Third place.
D, E, F.
Scored 10 points and played 0 levels. Fourth place. Fifth place. Sixth place. Seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth place. Tenth place. Ninth place.
V, W, X.
Scored 10 points and played 0 levels.
And, you know, so if you're one for comparing your scores and trying to beat your highest score, you'll probably like this. I don't care.
Game over.
And that's it.
Speech mode talk. Audacity.
So that's basically how it works. It's an audio version of Pac-Man. Not much else to say, really. Hope you guys have enjoyed. I think it's an interesting time waster. Definitely different than a lot of hack and slash, because in this one you have to really concentrate on trying to avoid ghosts. It's different. It's a classic game. I would argue probably an extreme classic. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed. And if you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know in the comments. But until next time, you guys take care.